Armadoxy for today. Mary's yeses needed today. Mary, the mother of Jesus, is the first of all the saints in the church. In the Armenian church, she is referred to as the Astvazadzin, the bearer of God, or Astvazamayr, the mother of God. Now, these titles tell us more about the primacy of Jesus Christ in our faith than they do about Mary. But they point to the reverence with which we must approach the Blessed Mother. Unique in the Christian story, Mary is chosen by God to bear the Christ child. We encounter Mary in the scripture at the conception, the birth, in the adolescent period of Jesus, and finally at the crucifixion, at the foot of the cross, watching as her child is beaten, tortured, and killed by the same humanity for which he came to save. Mary is the only witness, according to Scripture, of Jesus' life from cradle to grave. Though it may be possible that Joseph lived as long, there are no details of his life beyond the story of Jesus at age 12. While much has been said and written throughout the centuries about Mother Mary, her story is a simple one which takes place in the first two chapters of the Gospel of St. Matthew and St. Luke. Even more, the simplicity of Mary's story can be summarized in one word. Yes, Mary, the Holy Mother of God, is revered and set apart from all the saints because of a simple and courageous yes that she said to God's invitation. We read in the gospel narrative that the angel announced to her that she would be with child. Mary said, "Behold, the handmaiden of the Lord, let it be to me according to your word." Mary's yes to the angel is simple and eloquent, yet powerful. It seems to have flowed off of her tongue, yet took the courage of a lifetime to utter. Mind you, we're talking about 2,000 years ago in the Middle East. This story is not the 21st century USA. The sentence for unwedded pregnancy was death by stoning, not to mention the humiliation, dishonor, and stigma it cast upon your family. The pressure, both real and psychological, to say no was great, and so the value of that yes was beyond measure. And so it was that her yes changed the course of human history. For unto her a child was born, who is the Son of God. Now, invite Mary's action to your 21st century life. Every day, every moment, we are asked to bring Christ into this world. Christ is the incarnation of love. By loving, caring, being empathetic to the needs of others, we are bringing Christ into this world. We are saying yes to God. It's as simple as that. And the level of difficulty to do so is up to you. Armadoxy is a testament to a people who have chosen to bear Christ to the world. It has not been easy, but the reward has been great. Every Armenian church altar bears the image of St. Mary presenting, offering Jesus Christ, love to the world. Every altar is a reminder that this yes changes human history. We pray today. Lord Jesus Christ, your Holy Mother, said yes to the invitation to bear you and present you to the world. You came into a world of darkness and brought light, into a world of hate and preached love. I say yes today to bring light and love to a hurting world. Shine in my life. Move me in the paths of your love always. Amen.
Apostle.net, apostolic evangelism for an electronic and expanding universe.